today we start Maseches Zvachim. Today we start Seder Kachim. So maybe just a couple of words. We'll have a bigger share of introduction this evening, Bez Hashem, from Rav Daniel Feldman in the shul after Milchem Arev. But maybe a couple of words of introduction about Seder Kachim, a couple of words of introduction about Maseches Zvachim, and a couple of words of introduction about this Perek, and then maybe a couple of words of introduction about this Daf. So let's go in that order. Seder Kachim involves Karbanos, clearly, and there are many reasons offered by Rishonim as to why it is that we bring karbanos, that we are obligated to bring karbanos. Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei that the idea is that a person could do tshuva, a person could try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Dibur alone, but there's some sort of impact that Maisa makes on a person. There's something jarring about bringing an animal, slaughtering an animal, being Zorek its dam, that makes a much greater impact on a person. The Ramban writes in Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes that when a person brings karbanos, when a person slaughters a karban and Zorek the dam, he should be thinking that it's my dam that really deserves to be spilled, that I really deserve for my averos, that it should be me, and this animal is in place of me. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the idea of Karbanos is that the Mitzrim and the Kazdim, where we lived amongst them, used to worship Bakar Vitzon. The Mitzrim were Oved the Tla, the Kazdim were Oved, the Seirim were something that is at least comparable to Seirim. So an Anshe Hodu Adayom, they don't shecht a cow. So for that reason, the Rambam says we achieve Kapara Dafka by bringing these types of animals. The Ramban is not particularly pleased with the Rambam's explanation of Rin Karbanos. The Torah is timeless. The Torah preceded all of this hevel, all of this nonsense that the Umos HaOlam may do in their avodos. But be that as it may, the details of Karbanos are certainly beyond our understanding of what it is that it is Poel Lemaila, and certainly the idea of Karbanos, while these Rishonim give different suggestions, ultimately Karbanos are a chok. When it comes to the details, sometimes you'll have where Chazal will tell us a little bit of a clue as to what the details represent. By the Karban Sota, he asks a Maisa Behema Lefichach Takrav Sa'orim, because she did a Maisa Behema, so she brings a Meichel Behema. She brings Sa'orim, which is a Meichel Behema. Mitzora brings Tziporim, because Tziporim chirp, and the Mitzora got his Tzaras, because he talks too much. But for the most part, we don't really know the reasons for the details of the Karbanos. But what we do know is that it's a very chashuv limud, that learning about Karbanos, learning Seder Kachim, is something that already Chazal spoke about the importance of, in addition to, obviously, the normal kiyum of Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells us in Menachos, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Talmidei Chacham Oskin B'Hilchos Avoda Mala Aleihem Hakasuv Kilu Nivna Mikdash B'Yameihem. That when we engage in limud of Seder Kachim, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in our time. Amrei Shlakish Maiduch Siv Zos HaTorah La'ola L'Mincha L'Chatos L'Asham Kol Ha'Osek B'Torah Kilu Hikriv Ola L'Mincha Chatos V'Asham. Anyone is Osek in the Torah of these Karbanos, it's as if we brought these karbanos. It's together in the Shalma Parm Svasenu. We no longer have a mikdash to actually bring these karbanos, but by learning about them, it's ki'ilu we have brought these karbanos. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the second parak, he says, of course, one has to learn halachos ha'nogei l'maisa on a day-by-day basis, but he says, then, the next step, a person has to have a seder, that where he learns seder kachim, because when you learn these things, it's as if, again, you brought these karbanos. And therefore that would take precedence over other siddurim that maybe are not as much l'maisa. The Rambam in Hakdama to Seder Kachim in the Parish of Mishnayis, the Rambam writes that already he's seen that people are not as engaged as they should be in Seder Kachim. He understands why that is. That normally when we have a limud that's maybe l'day maisa, so the maisa sort of cements the limud. It solidifies the limud. But when we have a limud that we don't have an actual maisa that connects to the limud, there's nothing to really solidify that limud. Chavetz Chaim wrote to great length about the idea of the importance of Seder Kachim, and in the Chavetz Chaim's view, it's not only that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, this is a way to fulfill. No, in the Chavetz Chaim's view, it's more preparation. We're a Mashiach Yidin. We have to remember that Mashiach is on his way, and that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes, we have to know what to do. So it's important important to halacha lemaisa. Chavetz Chaim says, you want to learn halacha lemaisa? He says, what are you learning? Yevamos and Makkos and Sanhedrin? That's halacha lemaisa? Very little of that is halacha lemaisa. You want to learn halacha lemaisa? You learn Seder Kachim. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim encouraged people to learn Seder Kachim and those who couldn't learn Seder Kachim to support those who do learn Seder Kachim. So that's a little bit about Seder Kachim. Now, Masechet Zvachim in particular, which is the opening Masechet of Seder Kachim, deals with most of the Karbanos, what the Seder is in the Hakravas Hakravanos, the details of who's kosher and who's possible to do avod in the Beis Hamikdash, the measurements of the Mikdash and its kelim, the dinim of karbanos that become possible, whether it's through machshava, through an inappropriate machshava that a person thinks, that a kohen thinks b'shas avoda, or whether it be through tuma that the karban, that the basra of the karban, or the dam of the karban, or any psulino or psulyotze, all the various psulim that can come up with a karban, that is what Masechet Zvachim generally is about. Now moving to our parak is going to talk about machshava of karbanos. The Chazal dashed from Psukim in the parshas of karbanos that if a person does one of the avodas hadam with a machshava for the wrong karban, l'shem, a different karban, it's a machshavas psul. Most of the karbanos we're going to see in our Mishnah, if you have a machshavas psul, it passels the karban. It does not passel the karban legamri. It only makes it that it's not going to be a kapara for that bailim, that the carbon is kosher, the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach, you continue doing the avodas carbon, but that owner, that bailim of the carbon, is going to have to bring another carbon in its place. But there are certain carbonas that are an exception to the rule, that a machsheves psul absolutely passes it, that it will destroy the carbon entirely. In addition to a machsheva of shinoi kodesh, there's also another machsheves psul, is machsheva of shinoi bailim, that you think at the Shas Avodah that you're doing it L'Shem Ruvain, and really it should have been L'Shem Shimon. That also is kosher, but it's lo alil l'baylim L'Shem Chava. It's not going to fulfill the obligation of the baylim, and there are certain karbanos that are absolutely possible when you have such a machshava for Shinoi baylim. So l'chad chila, certainly a person has to bring a karban l'shma, but even Stam, we're going to learn about it in today's daf already, even Stam, we're going to find out, might have a status of L'Shma as well. So now, as far as today's daf is concerned, the Mishnah is going to begin by telling us which karbanos are kosher even when shechted shelo L'Shma, and which ones are pasul. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that even after having a machshava shelo L'Shma, you should still make sure to continue the rest of the avodos of that karban L'Shma. Meaning, once you did one thing wrong, don't just say, forget about it, I lost it already, I might as well do the whole thing shalom l'shma. No such thing, you should continue to do l'shma. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to contrast a karban with a get. That when it comes to a karban, we assume that a stam karban, if you didn't have a machshava shalom l'shma, but you didn't have a machshava l'shma either, you were just mindlessly bringing the karban for whatever, a stam karban is assumed to be l'shma. But when it comes to a get, we assume stam is shalol lishma. So the Gemara is going to discuss different possibilities. How do I know that stam zvachim are kosher? That stam we assume lishma when it comes to kabanos? And then we're going to have four possibilities. Then the Gemara is going to discuss in the bottom, we're probably not going to get to it today, how I know that stam get is assumed not to be okay. The Gemara is going to have five possible sources that a stam get is possible. So, without further ado, let's begin Seder Kachim, let's begin Meseches Zvachim. Says the Mishnah, Kala Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shalol Lishman Ksherim. All Karbanos that are shechted Shalol Lishman are going to be kosher. Ela Shalol Alu L'Bailim Hashem Chova. Even though they're kosher, it's not going to count toward the chiyuv of that Bailim, that he's not going to fulfill his obligation in bringing that that Karban. And therefore, as Rashi points out, v'tzarech lahavi acher l'chavaso ol nidro v'yishchatenu l'shmo. He's going to have to bring another karban to fulfill his chiyuv, and that one he's going to have to shecht l'shmo. Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. The exceptions are karban pesach and karban chatas. Rashi points out shein psulin legamri v'elvlog b'gemara. We'll see how we know this in the Gemara. But a karban pesach, karban chatas that you do shalol l'shmo, absolutely possible, doesn't count at all. HaPesach bizmano, what does it mean a Pesach Shalashma? Pesach Shalashma is only bizman Korban Pesach, because the halacha is that a Korban Pesach that's not during the zman of the Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Shlamin. And a Korban Shlamin Shalashma is kosher. It's not all about the Mishem Chava, but it's kosher. So Pesach only is labeled a Pesach bizman the Pesach. Pashtus is Korban Pesach can only be brought mechatzos hayom ve'elach on Erev Pesach. So the simple reading of the Mishnah would be that the Zman of the Pesach is defined really narrowly toward that window of after chatzos hayom on Erev Pesach. We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss, not today, but later on we'll discuss a little bit whether that's true. Maybe the entire Erev Pesach on a certain level has a din of Zman of Pesach, even though it's not the Zman of the Hakravas HaPesach. Maybe it's still considered a Zman of the Pesach, but that not for now. So chatos all the time, but Pesach bizmano v'chatos bikol zman. Chatos anytime is a chatos, and therefore shelo lishma is going to absolutely ruin it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af ha'asham. Rabbi Eliezer says there's a third item to add to the list. Not only Pesach, not only chatos, but even korban asham shelo lishma. Absolutely possible, and therefore it comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer. HaPesach bizmano, v'achatas v'asham bekolzman, that the Korban Pesach bizman is going to be possible in Shalol Shema, and the Chatas and the Asham bekolzman. The Achronim already bothered, why the repetition, right? We already know about the Pesach and the Chatas. All Rabbi Eliezer is adding is the Asham. So that's a kasha that has to be worked on. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, HaChatas ba'al chet, v'asham ba'al chet. He says, I'll explain to you why it is that I put the Asham in the same category as the Chatos, and I say that if it's Shalol Lishma, it's going to be possible. What ultimately is the purpose of a Korban Chatos? It's because of an Aveira. What ultimately is the purpose of a Korban Asham? Because a person did an Aveira. So Ma Chatos Pesul Shalol Lishma, Av Asham Pesul Shalol Lishma. So if a Chatos is Pesul Shalol Lishma, an Asham is Pesul Shalol Lishma. Yossi ben Choni Omer, Hanishchatin L'shem Pesach L'shem Chatos, Psulin. Yossi ben Choni says that which is shachted l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatos is possible. Meaning, says Rashi, kol shar zvachim shenizbuchu biyodal nisan l'shem Pesach. Oh, shenizbuchu l'shem Chatos b'kolzman. Any other korban that you bring on erev Pesach, thinking this should be my korban Pesach, but it's not. It's a korban shalom. It's some other korban, or any other korban that you think at any time of the year that it should be a Chatos. Psulin, kiechi de inu psulin l'shem achirim. Just like if you were to bring the Pesach l'shem some other carbon, it would be possible. You bring some other carbon l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Just like a chatos l'shem some other carbon is possible, you bring something else l'shem a chatos is possible. It works in both directions. It's a two-way street. Shimon achi Azaria Omer, Shimon the brother of Azaria says, Shachtan l'shem gavoa mehen ksherin l'shem namach mehen psulin. A different rule, not like the Tanakhama, that if your shinoi in kavana is l'shem a higher level karbon, then your karbon is still going to be kosher. For example, you decide that your kachim kalim karbon should be l'shem a kachim karbon, then the karbon is going to be kosher. But if you downgrade the machshava, you take a carbon that's on a higher level and you have a machshava for a lower level, then that's going to be possible. Ketzad, kachim kachim shashachlan l'shem kachim kalim, psulin, kachim kalim shachlan l'shem kachim kachim, ksherin. And therefore, habachar v'amaiser shashachlan l'shem shlamim, ksherin. If a person shechts b'char, a firstborn animal that has to be brought as a korban, a meiser, the tenth, when you corral all the animals together that were born into your flock, and you count them out, so the tenth one is meiser beima. You shecht those l'shem a korban shlamim. The halacha is that it's going to be kosher. Why? What's the difference in level between b'char and meiser on the one hand, shlamim on the other? So Rashi points out b'char and meiser beima nemuchin mishlamim. They are lower level than shlamim. Because I mean, parakalatadir, the Gemara is going to say in parakalatadir, mipnei shashlamim tuunim matan arba smicha unesachim utznuvas chaz v'shok. There are certain requirements of the shlamim that you don't have by b'char and meiser, and that therefore elevates shlamim, even though it's kachim kalim. and that therefore elevates Shlamim to a higher level than Becharim Meiser. So if you take a Becharim Meiser and you shecht it l'shem Shlamim, higher level, kosher. But Shlamim, sheshecht it l'shem Bechar, l'shem Meiser, psulin. You take a Shlamim and you shecht it l'shem Bechar, or l'shem Meiser, meaning lower level, that's going to be pasul. It is interesting that the Tana who teaches us this, his name is Shimon Achi Azariah. That is an unusual way to quote the name of a Tana. Normally, if anything beyond his name, it's going to be his father's name. Every once in a while, you'll have in the Gemara will quote the grandfather, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, right? So you'll have the son of the son of, or something like that. But the brother of, highly unusual. Says Rashi, Shimon Achi Azariah al Shem Sha Azariah Asak Beparkmatia V'Sipek Tzorchei Shimon Achiv V'Shah She'Osek B'Torah. It's because Azariah and Shimon had a wonderful deal that they worked out with each other. Azariah was a businessman, and he would provide for Shimon so that Shimon could learn Torah. V'hisnu b'nei'en she'echelek la'azariah b'schar talmudo shel Shimon. And the deal was that Azariah was going to get some of the schar of Shimon's learning. K'damrin b'sota imite nishas kol hon beso lo k'shimon achi Azariah l'fichach nikra al Shimo shel lamar al yado. And that's why Shimon is called Achi Azariah, because his learning is credited to Azariah. That's the reason for the name of Shimon Achi Azariah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva Yerodeh Chelek Dalid Simon Lamed Zayin that whenever you have this kind of shutfus, you know, like Rashi Alatora mentions in Breish Parag Mem Tes, your shutfus of Yisachar and Zvulun, it's not midin mitzvah tzedakah that Zvulun is giving to Yisachar. And he says also it's not that Zvulun has like schar in the karka of Yisachar. He's an absolute shutaf. It's not like he's buying like some of the profits. He's an absolute shutaf. He's an absolute partner. He says, like it says in Shulchan Aruch says in Yerdeis and Reish Mem Vav, that someone who's not able to learn because he doesn't know how to learn, or because he has too much, he's too busy, he's unable, the time doesn't allow for it, then the Eitza is Yaspik La'Acherim Halomdim, he should support others who are learning, V'techashiglo Ki'ilu Lomid Ba'atzmo, and that will be considered as if he himself is learning. He's not going to be a Talmid Chacham, meaning he's still not going to know, so it's not going to be that, but the schar will be as if he is learning. That's quoted in Hilchos Talmud Torah, says Rav Moshe. It's not quoted in Hilchos Tzedakah. So you see that he's an absolute shutaf in terms of the Talmud Torah. It's not just a din of Tzedakah. Rav Moshe brings a raya to it from the halacha that a poel could be chozer b'chatzi ayom. That if you say that Zvulun was like a poel in the karka of Yisachar, how could it be that he can guarantee that he's going to support him and that he's going to and that he'll be able to focus on his learning? A poel could always be chozer b'chatzi ayom. He could always quit halfway through the job and he'll have no the guy learning will have no yishuv hadas. He doesn't know how long the deal is going to last, and therefore he's not going to have any. But if he's an absolute shutaf, a shutaf can't just be chozer. A shutaf is in it as much as the other party is in it. So Rav Moshe thought that the shutfus of Yisachar and Zvulun is an absolute shutfus of Yisachar and Zvulun, and that's what's going on with Shimon Achi Azariah, that they had just such an arrangement worked out. So says the Gemara now, Lomeli l'misna ela shalo alu, listenu v'lo alu l'bay l'mashem chava. An unusual lashon the Mishnah has, that all of these karbanos, shalo l'shman, are kosher, ela shalo alu l'bay l'mashem chava. Why the ela? Just say, and the halacha is, that it's not alu l'bay l'mashem chava. Why is that such a kasha? Who cares about the one extra word, ela? So Rashi points out, whenever there's any arichus lashon that's unnecessary, we could ask such a kasha, because the sugya at the beginning of Masechus Pesachim tells us, la'olim yishana adam l'talmido derech k'tzara, that a person is always supposed to be as succinct as possible when teaching his talmidim, and therefore, certainly in the Mishnayos, we don't expect extra words. So what's the ela about? So says Gemara, it's teaching a chiddush din. Hakamashmalan, lebailim hudlo alu l'shem chava, alva b'kedusha sayu kaimi va'asu l'shenuye b'hu, that it doesn't count toward the bailum l'shem chava, but it remains at its initial level of kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to be mishana any further. Meaning one might have thought, okay, so I already had a machshava for the wrong karban, so I might as well continue with the sharavodos of the karban, having a machshava for the wrong karban. No, you're not allowed to do that. You did one thing wrong, you do not continue to do more things wrong. You could, every avoda thereon should continue to be an avoda lishma. Ukid Rava, and this is exactly what Rava taught us. The Amar Rava, Ola Sheshachta Shelo Lishma. If you shach the carbon Ola Shelo Lishma, Asur Lizrok Dama Shelo Lishma. That is not a license to then be Zorek the Dam Shelo Lishma. Just because of the Shechita was Shelo Lishma doesn't mean the Zrika can be Shelo Lishma. The Zrika still has to be Lishma. How do I know this? Iba yisema svara, iba yisema kra. It could be derived from a simple svara, or it could be that we derive it from a pasuk. Iba yisema svara, mishum deshani ba kalhani, lishni ba velezel. It doesn't make sense that just because you did something wrong, that what? You should continue to do more things wrong, right? The Chazal have an expression, mi sha'achal shum, v'reich ha'nodev. Someone ate garlic and his breath stinks. So what's the etzah? Yachzer v'yachal shum, v'reich ha'nodev? Should he eat more garlic? No, you eat more garlic, your breath is going to stink for longer. No, you want to solve it. You're not going to continue to dig yourself deeper and do more of a problem. So it's a svara. But viva yisei makra, it could also be derived based on the pasuk, because the pasuk tells us motzva sasecha tishmar vasisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava, that you have to do what you guarantee to do, what you promise to do, and you should do kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava. So it's an unusual lashon. Neder and nidava are very different things. You know, you translate them into English and they both vow, you know, a promise. They both sound like they mean the same thing, but they are entirely different things in the world of kachim. When a neder is a person says hare alai, a nidava is a person says hare zu. Hare alai means I'm taking personal achrayus to bring this type of karban. Then I designate an animal for that karban, and let's say it doesn't work out. The animal gets lost, the animal gets stolen. The chiyuv is me, though. I have to go and designate another animal because it's my personal chiyuv. It's a din in the gavra. Harezu is not a din in the gavra. I'm making it this animal that I'm setting aside. This animal is a karban. If that animal gets lost, I have no responsibility to bring another animal. It's an entirely different story. That's a din in the cheftza, the original gavra cheftza chilik is neder nidava. Brisk, they expanded it to kalat arukula, but that's the original chilik, is neder nidava, gavra and cheftza. So how come the pasuk switches in the middle? It calls it nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava. Hi nidava, neder hu. What do you mean it's a nidava? It's a neder. It says a kasher nadarta. What does it have to do with nidava? Ella im kemash nadarta asisa yehe neder. What it's trying to teach me is that if you do what you were no dare to do, then it is a neder. V'imlo, but if you didn't do exactly the type of karban that you took a neder to do, then nidava yehe. Then it's going to be like a nidava. Meaning it's not going to fulfill your chiyuv, it's not going to fulfill your personal chiyuv, and nidava is a harezu. So it will be a karban, but your chiyuv is still there if you didn't do it lishma. So the Gemara says, yeah, and when it's a nidava, what's the halacha? Nidava, mi shari lishniba? When you have a nidava, are you allowed to do shara vodos shalo lishma? Absolutely not. A nidava, all the avodos have to continue to be done lishma. So even though you've ruined it from being a fulfillment of your neder to just being stam and nidava by doing the shechita shalo lishma, but that doesn't mean that the zrika can be done shalo lishma. The other avodos have to be done lishma. So, period. That's how we know this din that the Mishnah is highlighting with that one word, Ella. That's how we know this din. We know it from a svara, we know it from a pasuk, that just because you've already done wrong, it is not an excuse to continue to do wrong. Amale Ravina the Rav Papa, Lo Avisa Gaban Bo'urta, Bitchuma Becharmech, De Rami Rav Amili Ma'alis Ha'adadi Vishanilahu. So Ravina says to Rav Papa, you know, you missed it. You missed the shir yesterday. Rava was asking unbelievable Geshmaka stiras and sugyas, and he was coming up with answers to the stiras. It was really Geshmaka shir. Says Rashi, Lo Avisa Gaban Bo'urta, Bitchuma Kolomar, Chaval Al Shalo Isa Emesh Bish. Shabbos etzleinu b'tochatchum. How does Rashi know it was Shabbos? Because it says b'tchuma, that it was in the tchum. When does the tchum ever matter? That's only on Shabbos. Shetucha lovel lebeis hamedrash l'shmoa. You know, if you're in the tchum, you were able to come to be able to hear the shir, and it was an incredible shir that he was giving. So this is the source. This idea that Rashi quotes over here, that it was Shabbos, and that's when this shir was given. So some of the Achronim are trying to bring a raya. There's a discussion whether a person is supposed to learn Ba'amkus and Bi'iyun on Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. So maybe Oneg Shabbos means, you know, take it easy, learn something a little bit lighter. Don't learn such heavy things. So in Shuvas Torah Lishma, in Simon Kuf Yud, he says, you're allowed to learn Bi'iyun on Shabbos, and he brings a raya from our Rashi that it's okay to learn Bi'iyun on Shabbos. In the Siddur Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that the Talmud Chacham was Mili Kreso Basar V'Yayin, and he has learned a lot of Torah. B'Shabbos he should be Nichnas Lepardes. B'Shabbos he should be on Shabbos. He should learn that which is more of a pleasant type of learning, a little bit perhaps beyond us. The Gemara tells in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes that Rabbi Zera was Mechazer Achar Zugei Talmidei Chachamim. He would look for Talmidei Chachamim and he would tell them B'Matusu Minaychu Lo Techaluneha. Don't be Mechalel Shabbos. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Don't be, of course, they're Talmidei Chacham, why would they be Mechalel Shabbos? So Rashi explains, he was telling them that they should be engaged in Oneg Shabbos, that when they speak Torah, not to be Mechalel Shabbos by being Mevatel the Ta'anugim, because Talmidei Chacham sometimes work so hard in their learning that they're not going to be able to enjoy. Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin tells us, Ein Korin Matinokos Betchila, that you're not supposed to learn a new Limud with children on Shabbos. Why? Because it's hard, it's challenging, and you don't want to challenge a person too much on Shabbos. A person is supposed to have a certain amount of enjoyment on Shabbos. In fact, the Maral in his Hakdama to Derech Chaim on Pirkei Avos, the Maral writes, the minhag is we learn Pirkei Avos on Shabbos in the summertime, not in the wintertime, because it's too challenging. You wouldn't think of Pirkei Avos this way. Too challenging for the short winter Shabbosos, a person would never be able to have Oneg Shabbos. So we save it for the summertime. You have these long, long days, so you could have a little more. You have a little more time to learn, and we can be challenged by Pirkei Avos. So it's a pretty startling maral, where he assumes that Pirkei Avos is Divrei Chachamim. Divrei Chachamim needs to be learned with great iyun. But anyway, so Rava gave the shir on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's the point. So what was the shir about? So my mili mal yasa. What was this great stira that he asked and that he tried to answer? So here's what he said. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Kolas v'achem shenis b'chu shalol l'shman, any karban that you bring shalol l'shma is kosher. It's just that it's not going to be all the bailam shem chove. Okay, time of the shalol l'shman. It's only because you dafka did shalol l'shma. You specifically brought it shalol l'shma. Hastama alunami lebailam shem chove. But it sounds like stam, if you just had stam kavana, meaning you didn't have kavana for anything in particular, not l'shma, not shalol l'shma, sounds like that would be good enough. That would even count toward the chiyuv of that individual. Alma stamanami kilishmandami. That is stam is also lishma. Urimini, but I'll ask you a stira. Kol haget shenichtav shalol l'shem isha pasul. Any get that's written shalol lishma is going to be pasul. Ustamanami pasul. And stam is also pasul by a get. So why is it that stam by a korban, stam kavan is good enough by a korban, and stam kavana is not good enough by a get? Vishani zvachim bistam lishman omdim, isha bistama lav legerishin omedes. And the answer was, and this is going to be what the rest of the daf is about, and well into tomorrow's daf, that zvachim are assumed to be lishma, an isha is not omed legerishin. A stam isha is not just there waiting for a get, waiting to be divorced. She is not omed legerishin. Says Tosfos, really? Every woman is not omed legerishin? What if she was mezana tachas baila? They're not allowed to stay together. So isn't she omedes legerishin? And therefore shouldn't even a get that's written stam count for such a woman? He says, no. Lav liskarish beget ze omedes. They have to get divorced, but it doesn't have to be with this get. It could be with another get. So she's not omed legerishin with this get. And furthermore, Tosa says, if the husband's not interested, he doesn't have to divorce her, he just can't sleep with her anymore. So that's why she's just asura labayla. So it's lav davka that has to be legerishin. And based on that, says Tosos, I can answer the kasha that people ask. That Maseches Gittin, in the end of the second paragraph, it says that an Ovid Chavim adaita denafshe Ovid, and an Ovid Chavim therefore cannot write a get, because he does it adaita denafshe. In the second paragraph of Maseches Avodah Zarah, we say, Yimol Armoi va'al Yimol Kuti, that a Kuti cannot do a bris mila, because he has Kavana l'shem Hargrezim, he has Kavana l'shem Avodah Zarah. But an Armoi is having no kavana at all, and that's perfectly good enough. Why the difference between writing the get and the doing the mila? So he says you could be mechalik between get and mila, just like over here we're mechalik between carbon and get. Stam apostle mishum destam isha lav legerishin kaima. The reason that by a get stam is no good is because she's not legerishin kaima. By an ovi chavim is apostle, even though he did it stam, so because it's lav lahachi kaima. But a mila is stam lishma, because it's stam is assumed to be l'shem the mitzvah of mila, whereas zvachim is a different story. So now the Gemara challenges: how do we know that these rules are true? Uzvachim b'stamach sherin minalan. How do you know that a stam zevach is kosher? So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities. Possibility number one: ilema mehaditznan. If you're going to say that we know that stam is good enough by a carbon from the following, from the Mishnah, it says that any zevach that's brought shalolishma is a problem. Volokatani shalo nizbuchu lishman. It doesn't say that any zevach that wasn't shechted lishma, which would mean that anything short of lishma is problematic. That would mean that stam is problematic. Well, if that's the problem, instead it says that kol zevach shnizbuchu shalo lishman, that only when shalo lishman is problematic. Well, gabi get nami de hakatani. Kol haget shenichtav shalo l'shem isha pasul, v'lo katani shalo nichtav l'shem isha pasul. By get, you have the same language that we use by karbanos. So don't tell me that the diuk, how we know that a stam karban is kosher, is because of the way it formulated it by saying kol zvachim shenizbuchu shalo l'shman, that the only psul is when it's shalo l'shman, because you have the same lashon by a get, and by a get we said that even stam is going to be pasul. So that can't be it. That can't be our source for the idea that stam zvachim are kosher. Ella meha. Rather, we have to learn it from the following. What would be an example? The Mishnah says that if you shecht the karban initially thinking lishma, and then shalol lishma. What does that mean? You initially thought lishma, then shalol lishma. So it means l'shem pesach, l'shem shlamim. You have a carbon pesach, you initially do the original avoda l'shem carbon pesach, and then you have a machshava l'shem carbon shlamim. So time adam l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. Yeah, what made it shalol lishma was you did l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. You then changed it to a different carbon. You didn't do pesach and then stam. Hal l'shem pesach was stam kasher. But if you did l'shem pesach and then the next kavana was just stam, that would be kasher. Why would that be kasher? Alma stam k'lishma dami. So you see that stam is k'lishma. Says Gemara, no, that's not a good raya either. Dilma shayni yasam damar kalos al das rishonu will say. No, because over there, obviously the second machshava, if you have it stam, if you have a stam machshava, we assume that you're working off of what you were originally thinking, and the original thinking was lishma. Elami Seifa. No, we learn it from the Seifa over there where it says Shalol Lishman Ulishman. What's an example of initial Kavana Shalol Lishma and then Lishma? So an example would be Lishem Shlamim, which is the wrong Kavana because it's Karban Pesach, Ulishem Pesach. Oh, so what made the initial Kavana Shalol Lishma? Because it was for a different Karban. But the implication is Taim Adam Ulishem Shlamim Ulishem Pesach. Hastama l'shem Pesach kasher. If your initial machshava was stam, and then it was l'shem Pesach, that would be kasher. So don't you see that a stam machshava works? So says Mar, no, it's not a raya either. Dilma shayni asam damar yochiach sofo al tchilaso. Maybe in that case you would say, well, obviously your kavana at the end is mochiach what your kavana was at the beginning. Inami, I did the tana l'shman v'shaloshman, tanami shaloshman l'shman. Or we just give that example in order to parallel the case of l'shma v'shaloshman. Ella, we have a fourth and final possibility. How do I know by zvachim that shaloshman is kasher? Meha l'shem shish dvar mazevach nizbach. You have to have six kavanos when you bring the karban. L'shem zevach, you have to have in mind the right karban. L'shem zoveach, you have to have in mind the right bailim. L'shem shem, you have to have in mind that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. L'shem ishim, you have to have in mind that it's going to be burnt on the mizbeach. L'shem reach, that it should produce an aroma. L'shem nichalach, that it should be a pleasant aroma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achatas v'hasham, l'shem chet. And if it's a chatas and an asham, you also have to have in mind that it's for the sake of an aveira. Rabbi Yossi, af mi shalohayo b'libo l'shem achas mikol elu, kosher. Even if a person doesn't think any of these things, which he is obligated to think, the carbon is still going to be kosher. Why? Shetznai beizdin hu. Asnu beizdin de lo lema l'shmo, dilma asi l'meimar shalo l'shmo. And beizdin made a tenai that we don't have to do it l'shma, you shouldn't have kavana dafka l'shma, because you might have kavana for the wrong thing. So just have stam kavana, and that's going to be good enough. Well, wait a second. If stam kavana is problematic, how could Beis Din make a din that you're supposed to have stam kavana? V'yisal kadaitach stam apostle. If stam would ruin everything, kaimi Beis Din amaisa milsa demifsal bay. Beis Din's going to come and make a... And make a Tanai Beis Din, make a halacha that's going to passel the karban. Doesn't make sense that Beis Din would ever be able to do such a thing. And therefore, that's the source that stam karban is l'shma. What's an interesting lima that we don't have time for now is, what about in Hilchos Tefillah? Tefillos are keneged the karbanos. To what extent do you need to have kavana by tefillah? What about stam kavana? A person doesn't have kavana for something else, doesn't have kavana for tefillah. So there are specific halachos of Hilchos Tefillah. There's a question of how much of that is derived from what we just learned over here. But Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the bottom and we'll talk about get.